The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Tito's handmade vodka had been mixed with its fair share of cocktails. But one night, a chilled glass topped with lime and cranberry would change everything this bottle knew about happy hour. From the producers of America's favorite vodka, it turns out the cocktail you've been waiting for was right there the whole time. The Tito's Rum Cosmo. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll sip with Tito's. Coming to cocktail parties near you at titosvodka.com. 40% alcohol by volume, namely 80 proof, crafted to be savored responsibly.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, myself and Thunder Rosa talk about the big news of AEW Collision on Saturdays. Also, we dive into what wrestlers you think could be featured on Saturdays and who hasn't been given enough time on Wednesday nights that you want to see on Saturdays. We do that right now on the Busted Open Podcast. Think about it. You have live wrestling on Monday nights. You have live wrestling on Tuesday nights. You have live wrestling on Wednesday nights. Thursday nights, you have Impact. You have live wrestling on Friday nights. And now with Collision, you have live wrestling on Saturday nights. Yeah. And then on Sundays, the occasional pay-per-view. That's 5 out of 7 nights of the week that you're going to get not just wrestling content, but live wrestling content. A lot to talk about. And you're probably not going to be able to watch everything. So even more than ever, hey, you have the options as a fan of what you want to watch and what is your particular taste. But you also said something else, and I think it's worth repeating. And give us a call, 877-344-4893, 877-FIGHT93, because I want to get the take of the nation on this as well. And that is, Thunder, you talked about there's more wrestling. It's funny how in this day and age that wrestling fans fight amongst each other.
Yeah.
But at the same time, mainstream media is actually loving pro wrestling now. How do we know that? Because they're adding more content. Like, you know, everybody talks about the ratings of AEW and how high they are and sometimes how low they are. And I keep arguing that the TV ratings don't matter, not nearly how it used to, and it really isn't an important gauge anymore. How do I know that? Because Warner Brothers added another live show of AEW content, 2 hours of live programming. Mm-hmm. So mainstream media understands the importance of pro wrestling right now, Thunder. And that's important because it's not like they're saying, all right, let's start pulling the plug on some mm-hmm. of these shows. They're actually adding more pro wrestling content.
I think you're absolutely right. And if we, you know, look in the past and especially with TNT and how, you know, TNT helped create real competition for such a long time and it was so successful, I think they believe that this is definitely it is a reality. And that's why it is being invested. Again, the executives that work very hard on getting this new deal, they have shown numbers, they have shown everything that they, you know, they could for the last 3-4 years, what we have done at AEW, this is where we are now. And we are on a Saturday show. And I think it's going to be it's premiere. And it looks amazing. I mean, I can't really talk about some stuff, but it was pretty dope. It was really dope. Like experiencing what I'm experiencing right now. It's hard for me to see the reality, David, because again, I'm like, literally I walked in the high school, like the high school I went to is like a block from here. Yeah. And I stood on the plaza of the main plaza of the high school And I remember I breathe and I look back at Tony, my producer right here, who's right next to me. And I started crying. Because why? Because I'm like on the main center of a poster of a major show that is happening June 17th on Saturday. And I'm still like, I'm coming back to my roots and I'm like, holy shit. I know it's super early, but holy shit, this is happening again. Like it's happening for a lot of us. It's a really cool way for us to, you know, to say, hell yeah, like this is happening. Like, I mean, I'm telling you, Miro, I'm seeing Miro there, seeing, I keep calling him by his real name, El Idolo, to see some of the guys that have been gone for a while coming back. Andrade, I said El Idolo, Andrade. It's super awesome. And I'm just curious to see who else from the women's division is coming to Saturday show, right? Because again, I'm so eager and so happy that I am giving this opportunity and knowing that people believe on what, you know, like Julia Hart is also there. Like it's been a lot of talk about Julia Hart and I want to mention her too. I remember when she started wrestling and to see her where she's at right now, where she's going. It's beautiful. It's beautiful to see that young, very, very young, like fresh out of high school wrestler from like being a cheerleader to being a black badass cold woman in the ring now. It's beautiful. Seeing the growth of a lot of my peers. It's wonderful to see. I'm not envious on anybody. I don't want to take anybody's spot. I just want everyone, especially from the women's division, to be successful. They work so hard. All the women at AEW work so hard to keep the spots and to perform and to outperform the guys. So for me, it excites me to see all this and excites me to be part of it. It excites me to be part of AEW in many different aspects with many different hats. As a commentator in Spanish, but representing the Latino community, you know, to be a professional wrestler, to be just to be there. It's so important. Like I said, I worked in so many different companies and now it's like we're taking over spots that haven't been taken over in a long, long time.
And I'm glad that you're getting this other opportunity because I think it's important. And let's not forget, you know, you were AEW Women's Champion and now you're on the poster for this new show, Collision. And maybe finally you're going to get more of an opportunity to be on television because even as AEW Women's Champion, you didn't get that opportunity. Again, I find it funny they never gave you the opportunity to speak on the microphone, but yet you're here on Busted Open for 3 hours every single Friday. That's interesting, but maybe you get those opportunities a Saturday.
Talking about opportunities is talking to the microphone. I had this, if you haven't seen it, go on YouTube. I had an interview with RJ City.
Yes, I want to get into that. I want to because we're up against the break. I want to get into RJ right. City, but we'll get into that a little bit later on. But there's one thing that you brought up that I want to ask you about, and I want to ask the nation about, and I have my list. There's a lot of wrestlers on the AEW roster that I feel like a lot of fans feel haven't gotten the opportunities that they deserve, and maybe haven't been able to get a lot of television time because there, let's say frankly, there hasn't been, but now there will be with the Saturday show. So I have a list of three that I hope get more of an opportunity on Saturday. So I want the nation to put their thinking caps on. What are some wrestlers that you feel should get that opportunity on Saturdays that haven't gotten an opportunity on Wednesdays? We'll talk about it when Thunder and I are back right here on Busted Open.
This is former UFC champion Chris Weidman. Do you want to feel what it's like to get in the octagon with me? Right now, we are bringing the hardest hitting MMA talk on the planet to your podcast feeds with Won't Back Down, a SiriusXM podcast. Every Monday, I'm speaking my mind and taking you inside combat sports like no one else. Every tap, every snap, and whatever else is on my mind. Download Won't Back Down right now on SiriusXM, Stitcher, Pandora, or wherever you get your podcast. Won't Back Down.
Experience the joy of running in the new Triumph 22 from Saucony, the original running brand. Stacked with luxury foam cushioning, Triumph 22 turns miles into smiles with the ultimate blend of comfort and energy return. Shop Triumph 22 at Saucony.com. That's S-A-U-C-O-N-Y.com.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Tito's handmade vodka had been mixed with its fair share of cocktails. But one night, a chilled glass topped with lime and cranberry would change everything this bottle knew about happy hour. From the producers of America's favorite vodka, it turns out the cocktail you've been waiting for was right there the whole time. The Tito's Rum Cosmo. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll sip with Tito's. Coming to cocktail parties near you at Tito'sVodka.com. 40% alcohol by volume, namely 80 proof, crafted to be savored responsibly.
What wrestler do you want to see on Saturdays that you feel hasn't gotten the opportunity on Wednesdays? And I have my list of wrestlers that I want to see get more time, hopefully on Saturdays, Thunder. And obviously there's the obvious ones, but I'm going to throw out a couple and I want to get your take on it, Thunder. And I want to get the take from the Busted Open Nation.
Okay.
And this one bothers me to high heaven. If I was going to start a pro wrestling organization, let's call it La Greca's Wrestling.
No, thank you.
Okay. And I needed a top heel. I tell you right now, one of the first guys I would think of is Lance Archer. I don't understand why Lance Archer, and he's been with AEW for quite some time, has never, that guy should be your top heel in your company. He's, first of all, he's scary as shit, right?
Yes, he is. Yes.
He looks intimidating. He looks threatening. He's got great size. He's great in the ring. He's great on the microphone. He puts pineapple on pizza. He's everything that you hate. And he's fantastic. And by the way, for quite some time, he had Jake the Snake Roberts by his side.
Mm-hmm.
How is that guy not in your main event picture? And not only is he not in your main event picture, I don't even see him on TV. So the number one wrestler on my list that I hope gets an opportunity on Saturday's Thunder is Lance Archer.
I could not agree more with you. On a personal level, I love Lance, and yes, he is scary. And I mean, he's another person that has worked in pretty much like every single company before. So he is extremely, extremely with a lot of experience, extremely experienced. And I think he will be someone who they can create really cool stories with, like some of the big dudes at AEW.
Thunder, I don't understand it. Like I said, he's in, you know, I remember, you know, when he does go to New Japan, he's fantastic in the ring, because I know that's what they put emphasis on, is how good you are in the ring, and Lance does it. He's great on the microphone. He's got great size. Like everything you need in a pro wrestler, especially in a heel, and I just don't understand why he hasn't gotten the opportunities. I'll throw one more out there before we go to break, and then we're going to hit the phones and we're going to hit them hard on the Falls Count Anywhere Friday. And the other one is Ty Mello. Ty Conte, Tay Mello. I mean, like, she is somebody that I feel like, Thunder, with this new All Access mm-hmm. show, that people have fallen in love with. Crazy concept. You tell somebody's story And then when you tell their story, you get emotionally involved. I am emotionally involved in her. I wish she would get more of an opportunity. And that's somebody I hope that they feature on Saturdays with AEW Collision.
And she is like extremely talented, extremely, extremely talented. She's a black belt in judo. I got to like throw it in there. You know, she's, she's very proud of where she comes from and how she has been able to make a name in the business for herself. And I think she's money. Like either people hate her, they get very, very involved in hating her, or they're getting very, very involved in loving her. I guess like if she's being separated from, you know, Sammy, I think she has a great opportunity to do a lot more than what she's done already. I just remember she was featured in many like championship matches, and she had like storylines, tag matches, and we had, you know, tag matches together. She loves the business. She is very passionate about the business. And I think she's one of like, also one of the hardest hitting women in the women's division, because she's again, a judo competitor. So she's used to really bring it and bring that from every person that she steps in the ring with. So I would love to see if she's one of the talent that will be coming on Saturday.
And you know what, Thunder? I didn't know a lot of that story until All Access. Like, mm-hmm. I really didn't. And man, I would love to see, and I always like, you know, authenticity and, yes, and credibility in our world of pro wrestling. Like we talk about a Ronda Rousey, who was a UFC champion, and she brings that badass credibility into the world of pro wrestling. Brock Lesnar, same thing. I think the same thing with Ty. Like, you know, you just said black belt in judo, like, you know, coming in here, just being a badass, saying, you know what? Like, I can break you if I want to. I could break your arm. I could snap your leg. Like, why not use that? Why not bring what she had from the outside and bring it into this world? Like, right now, she's just somebody that people think of like, on the arm of Sammy Guevara. She's so much more than that. And a lot of her story I did not know, and now I know it, and I want to see more of her.
Well, like I said, I hope she's one of those that are coming to Saturdays. Because again, she has so much to offer, and she's shown that in previous years at AEW as a singles competitor, that she has so much to offer, and also she has so much to, you know, to bring to the table as a competitor.
You know, I've never interviewed her, I've never met her, I've never had the opportunity to speak to her. I'd love to get her here on Busted Open just to ask about more of her backstory. Mm-hmm. But like I absolutely fell in love with her. Like, emotionally, I'm just completely on board, and I hope I can see more of her in the ring, hopefully on Saturdays.
Hi, everybody. Christopher Mad Dog Russo here. Familiar? You should be. Well, now you can catch Mad Dog's Daily Bite each day as a podcast, where you'll hear my thoughts and opinions on the biggest topics around the world of sports. NFL, baseball, golf, NBA, even the hockey. That you know you can count on. That's Mad Dog's Daily Bite. Drops daily anywhere you get your podcasts. And you can also hear me weekdays 3 to 6 Eastern on Mad Dog Unleashed, Sirius XM Channel 82, or anytime on the SXM app.
All right, let's get into the conversation, Justin. And this morning, and I want to get your take. This morning, we've talked a lot about AEW Collision. Thunder, as we know, on the poster, she is going to be a part of AEW Collision. Obviously, judging by the poster, FTR, Miro, a lot of different names. Justin, what do you think about the new show on Saturdays? And do you think this is an opportunity for AEW to use a lot of that talent that we just haven't seen on Wednesdays, or we've seen on Wednesdays, get hot on a Wednesday and then just go completely cold?
Well, first off, Thunder looks awesome on the poster. I was gonna message you that, and I was like, well, I'm just gonna see her on Friday morning anyway. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
I think it's a little bit of both, Dave.
You can say it. You can say it. She looked hot. She looked hot on the poster.
I don't have to get all thirsty here. I was just trying to give a compliment that I just noticed her. I, you know, just she stood out amongst all.
Okay. All right.
Just relax, Dave. all right. right. Anyways, wow. I think it's a little bit of both. First off, I think Collision, you know, obviously it's big news. I think it's needed. I think not only is it needed, but like, you know, yeah, they've had Rampage, but the time slot, the normal time slot, you know, it's 10 o'clock and then it obviously gets preempted as we've seen because of other programming. So I think at 8 o'clock, a prime time, you know, that's good. It is Saturday. That's going to be interesting to see, you know, what is the viewing habits of the audience these days? Yes, but live, DVR, you are going to deal with competition at times, college football in the fall, the occasional WWE premium live events on Saturday. So, but I think it's good, you know, but I still think it's good. And challenges aren't bad to have. I think it's good. Obviously there's a large roster. You need more TV real estate, prime time TV real estate for these stars to shine. I think there are some people on Wednesdays that you see that could get an elevated role and you could roll with some more momentum rather than it be seeing them 1 or 2 weeks and then not seeing them 1 or 2 weeks. You know, guys like, you know, I look at like a Big Bill is one that I immediately go to because I'm a big, Dave, you know this, I'm a big believer in the airport test. And the airport test, I'm not being sizist. The airport test is not predicated on size. The airport test is predicated on if the way you see a guy or girl on television and their presentation and their swagger, everything, if you saw that exact thing walking through the terminal of the airport, would that grab your attention? Like Thunder. Thunder would grab you, with the face paint the way she does and the way she carries herself, Thunder would grab you. So it's not all just a size thing. It's just a general energy and appearance.
Charisma, that it factor charisma, that we always hear about. Yeah.
But Big Bill has something that you can't teach. He has something you can't teach, size. He has size. He can also work in the ring. He's also versatile. He can be your number one heel if you wanted him to be. He can also be a charismatic baby face. You know, and yeah, I know that the you know, and obviously the biggest opportunity he got on television was in WWE, and obviously it ended shortly or it ended abruptly. Mm-hmm. But I think he has since, you know, gotten over whatever personal issues to deal with. And he looks like he's doing great. He looks great. He's looks like he's there. So like, he's somebody, when I see him in a tag team, no disrespect to the tag team, I'm like, nah, I don't need him like this. I need Big Bill more front and center. I feel like you could build a show. You can build some storylines and fuse around. And again, versatility, heel or face. So, you know, he's one on the flip side of the spectrum in terms of just appearance, general appearance, but again, can pass an airport test. And then when you do hear the bell ring and you see something, when I see AR Fox, when I see him in the ring, he's somebody that does things in the ring that I'm like, okay, I want to call a buddy who doesn't watch a lot or maybe rags on me about pro wrestling and say, okay, sit here and watch this and tell me how amazing this is of athletic showing of what this guy does. He's somebody I see. There's several ladies, I mean, you know, that we can go through. I mean, but yeah, there is a need. So this is good news for AEW. My biggest concern and hope altogether is that with coming a new show comes the work that has to go into organizing it, the creative flow and producing it. I just hope internally, whatever needs to happen, whether it's delegation, whether it's whatever, I just hope that goes as smooth as possible, because that's key. I mean, it's great to have a new show, but somebody has to put it together, and that's now 2 more hours of programming in what's already a very busy AEW operation. So good news, but a challenge that's there, and I hope that they meet it and rise to it, because this is a good news for the company.
But I can tell you, as they have brought a lot of new people for production that are, you know, writers, that are people that are creating stories and stuff. So they are bringing really interesting people that are very capable of doing exactly what you're saying. I mean, one of their names that come to mind is Michael. You know, Michael is one of the top producers, and he was one of the top producers in WWE, and he's very savvy, and he's one of those, like, go-getter people that AEW brought in. They're like, yeah, we can definitely do something with him. So a lot of, like I said, I'm going to speak about myself. I'm very excited about this opportunity for me and for my peers, for those who have been, you know, on the sidelines for a while, that now they're being featured on this major show. Hopes are high. And we all, like I said, I think we all want to work. And I think that's where you are, like, people are willing to do the work, and people are willing to put the time and the effort, and everybody wants to make it work. And that is very important, regardless of what's X, Y, and Z, whatever, everybody wants to make it work. And we're all here to make it as successful as possible, because AEW again has given opportunities to many that otherwise they wouldn't have it. to the point that they're having it right now. So we all want to make it work.
Yeah, that's awesome to hear, Thunder. And you speak of Michael. I know who you're talking of, and I already, from the point of when he started, I started seeing some different presentation things from the production and different that I started noticing, and I was like, I wonder if that was something he had an influence in. So, but that's great to hear that. I'm sure there's more because that's what it's going to take. But yeah, to what you're saying, that's the opportunity is there, and that's what's the most exciting is that come June 17th is that there's a whole new, you know, pocket, a whole new window of time a week for opportunity to be seen.
I think there's things from what both of you said, Justin and Thunder, and one thing, and you and Justin, you mentioned AR Fox, and Mike Mansouri is the bike that you guys are talking about, which I think is a great addition to AEW, and obviously is going to be a big part of the Saturday show. But you mentioned AR Fox. I'm hoping, like, let's just say AR Fox is brought over to Saturdays and is part of an AEW Collision. I want to hear a story. I want to know the backstory. I want to know his journey. He's a guy that has been a part of pro wrestling for a very long time, never really got the opportunity that a lot of fans feel he deserved. Well, now he's getting it. You know, how can he thrive in this type of atmosphere? Tell me that story of AR Fox. Don't just throw him in the ring and, wow, he's got a great moveset. Boy, he's exciting in the ring. Well, it's going to make it even more exciting if I know his story and his backstory. Because now not only does he excite me, but I'm also emotionally invested in AR Fox.
And I completely agree. You know, again, Dynamite gets so jam-packed. I mean, to the point of where I sometimes wonder if it's a rib internally when they have Excalibur having to roll through the graphics of the matches upcoming, you know, tonight and Friday and next week. It's, you know, guy is so talented that he keeps up with it. But I'm like, it's got to be a rib that we're cramming this much in. Because I agree. Sometimes I feel even if on Dynamite they do show a video vignette that could help somebody's story or cause, the TV formatting sometimes, you might see something, and rather than letting me digest it, we've quickly swept over to something else. Yeah. And it's almost like I've then forgotten it. And I think it's just a growing pain because, again, you have so much and you're trying to feature so much. But that is there is, I think, an art to that of, like, show me something, let it breathe. So I think even the things that we might see on Dynamite or people we might see in Dynamite, again, now having Collision, you can space things out. We're not as crammed and rushed that we can feature something over there. You know, a great example, Will Hobbs. Months ago when they did we saw the Will Hobbs vignettes of him, you know, walking through the streets of Oakland, and it was the Book of Hobbs, and I really was engaging to me. I was like, all right, this is good. Like, now I'm getting some backstory. You know, this guy obviously, again, passes the airport test. You know, he, you know, big jack guy, looks like somebody I want to see in a fight, but give me more of why is that? And they started doing it, and then I felt like it just stopped. We started seeing them, but then it just didn't. I feel like it didn't pay off to me. So I don't know. I want to see more of that. I want to see just more continuity because, yeah, stories. You're right, bell to bell. And I mentioned AR Fox, amazing athletic feats. But you're right. Give me more reason of who is he? Why should I care about this guy who's in his mid-30s, who has been well traveled in the wrestling world, and now he's grabbing the proverbial brass ring, or what's kept him down? What has he had to overcome? Like, I absolutely agree. Whether it's, you know, promo time, vignettes, all of the above, just having more TV time so that way we're not having to rush and throw things and cram things together, I think will be, you know, a tremendous aid for AEW as a whole.
Justin, and to your point with, like, some of the talent here, I mean, some of the talent we were given, like, the major opportunity here at AEW, but some of the talent that has been put on the poster and is, you know, on primetime, right? They're very well-seasoned veterans, people that have had multiple experience doing, creating, maybe pitching stories for themselves and other companies, and they had been very successful. One of the perfect examples to me is, like, the last vignettes that Miro was doing before Human Radio Silent, right? I was invested. I was completely invested in that. And I think there's been many instances here at AEW where some of the stories, when they have been developed the way that they should be developed, that people continue to talk about. And they have been talking about it, and they're like, I love that. And it's very memorable. I mean, AEW has done really a great work in some of this stories. And I know this is what I think what I've been hearing from a lot of our listeners, that they want to see that. They're thirsty for it. They're ready for it, right? And this is what I'm hearing from you too. So, again, they have very capable talent. to be able to really, you know, run with it and hit a home run.
I'm so glad you mentioned Miro Thunder, because you're right. When he was doing the Redeemer promos and talking about his God, not only was it engaging stuff and it was good sound bites, and whether it was him that wrote it or whoever came up with those great stuff, but I also loved it too, because as a guy who's coming from WWE, one of the more prominent AEW roster members who, yeah. you know, obviously, you know, he worked a WrestleMania, you know, has worked WrestleManias, you know, has had so, but he was in WWE, and for much of his time, aside from the babyface Rusev Day stuff, so much of his time, he wasn't allowed to speak freely. He was the foreign bad guy heel. Yes. So, you know, you have to speak another language, or you have to speak in really choppy sound bites. So it was nice to see him just free flowing talk with his personality coming out. So yeah, he's another great one. Thank you for bringing him up, because I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Miro in terms of talents who we want to see more of.
And you talk about the airport test, and I think that is a good gauge. And earlier in the show, I mentioned Lance Archer, and he's another guy that when you see Lance Archer, you're like, wow, that's a pro wrestler. Oh my God. You know, like, and he has the look. He's, to me, the quintessential heel, and they just haven't used him. And I feel like the vocal minority of an audience is like, these are the guys that we like, and we don't like these prototypical WWE size type wrestlers. Well, that's the minority. If you really want to cross over into mainstream, you need guys like that. That when they walk into an airport or they walk into a boardroom, like, you're like, oh my God. You need certain types like that, Justin. I think the Big Bills and the Lance Archers of the world are exactly that prototypical wrestler that you need to feature from time to time on your programming.
Justin, too, and to add to that, sorry to interrupt you. Like, David, we were talking about this last week. There are certain things in professional wrestling that will never change. And that is one of those, is having your prototypical, you know, the idea of this guy looks like he's going to whip my ass. Therefore, yes. He's a wrestler, right? And there's something that we can discuss probably later. And I think we were talking about it earlier, but like also with the female wrestlers too, there is a type that people are used to seeing. And now with everything that is happening and all the diversity that is happening, people are being re-educated on what a female athlete looks like, because we're in all shapes and forms, right? So, I mean, a perfect example, and I'm just, Jade is one of them. She's like one of those, you know, you see Bianca Belair, she's one of those. Charlotte and all
just
her
athletic, you know, just like crazy yes. athletic yes. that you look at them and they're completely defined and cut up. But like you said, all pro wrestlers come in different shapes and sizes. Like, you know, on the men's side, you could have somebody like Roman Reigns that just looks like just a crazy athletic performer. And then you see somebody like Kevin Owens that looks like that's a wrestler. You know, he wears a t-shirt when he wrestles, and he's one of the best wrestlers in the WWE. Size and look can be deceiving. And I think it's same thing with the AEW roster as well. And, you know, and Justin, one of the other names we threw out there is like Ty. Like, we didn't know much about her. We didn't know her background. We're finding that out on All Access. And now I'm emotionally invested in her, but yet she's not featured much on TV. Now here's the opportunity to feature them on TV.
No, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, yeah, you know, again, more story. Just go back to stories. You know, it goes back to stories. And yeah, to Lance, you know, during the pandemic, during the COVID, I think this was during COVID. I don't think it was before. Some of the vignettes when he was paired with Jake the Snake, and some of the vignettes, it was like the Fight Club in the backwoods. And
yep.
I mean, you know, Lance already looks dangerous enough.
Yes.
But then you pair the menacing credibility of Jake the Snake, and then put a little production to it. Look, this is a great problem to have, right? We're sitting here gushing over all these. This is a great problem to have. So, yeah, I mean, there's just so many. There's so much. And stories.
All right, one last thing before we let you go, Justin. And this, and I'm just letting you know, and I think you probably know it by looking at our social media. To the Nation, this is one of their favorite segments of the week. CM Punk. Like, what's going on? When are we going to see him? What are your thoughts of CM Punk? And do you think he's going to be a part of this Saturday show?
Well, I think that was the intention. I think prior to Wednesday, that was the intention of when the announcement that he was going to be part of it. Obviously, I don't know, because I think very few people know exactly what's going on. I'm reading and hearing the same things we all are, that maybe some things have changed last minute. They're still, we're not everybody's on the same page. I guess we'll find out by next Wednesday, because they have to announce where the first show is going to be, and everybody's under the impression it's going to be in Chicago. And if you don't have CM Punk, if you still do the show in Chicago, whether you've announced, and if you haven't announced him, I think people are still going to have a certain like feeling that, oh, he's going to be surprised. And then if you don't deliver, then it looks like you've just disappointed them, you know, unintentionally. I don't know what's going to happen. I think very few really do. I'll just say this. We just spent the last 20 minutes talking about all the kinds of talent. I think there's certainly enough talent also that's already there that can go help sell out arenas and do this and that, do whatever it is for TV. I don't know if all the drama is worth it. I don't know if all the, it's not like this is a startup company where every Tom, Dick, and Harry has ran to MMA and you don't got anybody who wants to be a pro wrestler around. You got plenty of guys and girls that are very good pro wrestlers that are just waiting for opportunity, or you've already given some opportunity to, and you just need to give more so they can continue to run with it. I know I'm not there and I'm not inside. I was sitting front row at Rumble 2014, his famous last Rumble match at WWE. I was there. I know I wasn't backstage. I know I'm not backstage at AEW, but all I can say is that for some reason, smoke and fire continue to follow this guy. At what point is all the drama really worth it? Are you that? Do you need him in the locker room? Do you need him to fill out the card?
Justin, there are times on this show where I kick myself. And I'm kicking myself right now that this wasn't the first question that I asked you, because I completely disagree. And this would, you know what? I think whatever happens over the next couple weeks, I mean, this is maybe a discussion for the next time you and I are on the air together, because I completely disagree with you on that.
You want that drama?
He's a great talent, and he hasn't been on TV for 9 months, and what people talk about all the time is him. He hasn't said
maybe anything. Having him on Saturdays, you don't have the drama. I don't, Justin, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying I disagree. Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please give a 5-star rating and leave a review. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Catch the full 3 hours of Busted Open Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Fight Nation, channel 156. Go to SiriusXM.com/BustedOpenTrial to start your free trial today.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Tito's handmade vodka had been mixed with its fair share of cocktails. But one night, a chilled glass topped with lime and cranberry would change everything this bottle knew about happy hour. From the producers of America's favorite vodka, it turns out the cocktail you've been waiting for was right there the whole time. The Tito's Rum Cosmo. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll sip with Tito's. Coming to cocktail parties near you at Tito'sVodka.com. 40% alcohol by volume, namely 80 proof, crafted to be savored responsibly.